You're listening to The Work-Life Equation, the Bright Horizons podcast for busy working families. Whether you're a working mom, a dad, or you're busy caring for other family members, we've got tips for how to fit jobs and families together and for how to make your work-life equation add up. What's it like for a working woman to tell the boss she's pregnant?
Honestly, it just kind of made me sick to even broach the subject that I was pregnant.
I actually went to a woman that was not my supervisor, but was like a counterpart to who was my supervisor, because I was afraid of telling my supervisor.
Why all the worries? Because it leads to something called the motherhood penalty, bias and doubts about a woman's abilities after motherhood that stalls careers. And this year's Modern Family Index told us there's good reason to worry. The motherhood penalty is very real.
I did have to start a new job being a nursing mother. I had a bit of trepidation.
I think it's true that working moms don't have the time that a single person has, but that does not mean that they're any less committed.
But here's the thing. We know they handle housework, schedules, meals, the family calendar, everything for the family in addition to work. Just listen to them talk about what they're good at, not in spite of being a mom, but because of it.
Multitasking.
The prioritization.
Patience. That's the big one.
Handling change well.
And wait, there's more.
Moms make good leaders in the workplace because they know how to get things done.
Because they just are able to squish in more in their day, just naturally.
Very considerate about how I ask for something from someone.
Using better words to get people to understand where I'm coming from.
Sense of urgency around things.
Going with the flow.
The ability to hone in on the important and ignore the clutter.
Always consciously thinking through chunks of time and how to use them. That's pretty similar to life in my household.
If they can do all that, what's up with the doubt? That's what we wanted to know. This year, our Modern Family Index asked about moms at work, the skills they have, and what's holding them back. Here's Bright Horizons Chief Human Resources Officer Mary Beth Bierfield telling us about that study.
What was the study about this year?
Our Modern Family Index for this year, for 2018, was really about leading like a mom and also taking a look at how or are mothers penalized in the workplace. And it was fascinating because the findings really shared with us and showed to us that there is what we are calling a motherhood penalty, meaning that when working mothers come back to the workplace, their careers are limited in certain ways. And this is seen by both working men and women, which I think is really important from the study, that it wasn't just working mothers who feel this, but working men also felt that there was a difference in how women are viewed and working mothers are viewed. It's also interesting to learn that working mothers who are pregnant again have a real fear, even telling their managers that they're pregnant. And so again, if you just think about the implications of that in the workplace, have we really evolved as far as we believe we have?
So let's talk about some of the data. What were some of the data points that really jumped out at you?
When comparing parents who work, employed Americans believe that working fathers are more dedicated to their careers than working mothers. And that was 75% versus 59%. And again, this is information coming from both men and women in the workplace. And also that more employed Americans believe that dads who work are better able to manage their responsibilities without being stretched too thin than mothers who work. Which again, that we believe that to be true, I think really also is demonstrating that there are implications to this in the workplace.
It feels a little bit like a self-fulfilling prophecy based on last year's data and all the stuff that's on women's plate, no?
Right. So last year we looked at mental load and looked at all that women have to do beyond their careers to just balance work-life integration. You know, everything from scheduling, from getting everyone to where they need to be when they need to be there, to then coming into the workplace and getting your job done and trying to balance all of that as well as then coming home and all of those things that need to be worked out. It's almost exhausting just to talk about. And what the study found last year is that women carry the majority of that mental load. The implications then of coming into the workplace and having to be concerned about all of those kinds of things, as well as get your job done, could have implications.
Well, you know, it's really interesting when you talk about the burden and how that's impacting women and people's perception of mothers versus fathers, because there was some really interesting data in there about the flip side, how people view working mother skills.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting point, because a lot of the skill sets that one has as a mother is very transferable and very needed in the workplace today. Things like calm in a crisis, multitasker, you know, scheduling. We all know, you know, the struggles with scheduling and what that entails. Diplomatic. You know, how diplomatic does one have to be as a parent? It's a daily activity. Better team players. So, yes, the study also went on to show that a lot of those skills that one uses as a parent, and again, that's used often from the mother, are also skills that could be very transferable in the workplace and very advantageous to any workforce. So, yeah, it's really interesting. So how do we take that and really foster those kinds of skills and embrace them in the workplace? Because studies show those are the skills needed today.
And it's not even just the skills they need, but people seem to actually, the data seems to show people really look at working mothers and say, you guys are really good at these things.
Exactly. Exactly. And can really learn from that. And look, a lot of those skills are what we look for in good leaders. I think the other thing that just really surprised us about the study was 82% of working moms say that there are barriers that prevent them from becoming leaders. So as we're talking about, these are the skills needed, yet 82% feel, okay, I have those skills and maybe demonstrating those skills, but they don't seem to be getting me anywhere. And that was really startling to us, as well as that 78% believe that they must prove themselves more than others to gain a leadership position in the workplace. So again, it's this dilemma. And how do we help working mothers feel differently about that? Because those are high statistics.
So we've created some artificial barriers, basically. And that's kind of weigh on a woman's confidence.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. You are saying to yourself, this really has nothing to do with me. This has to do with the circumstances of which my life is in right now that everyone wants to embrace and become part of, but it's penalizing them. Just startled me so much, because I keep wanting to believe we've evolved. And I keep wanting to believe that things are different. But I look back at my past, and I've worked in many different industries, from financial services, insurance industry, high tech, telecommunications. And I know that these statistics are still lived, that there are women who are still penalized for being working mothers. I can hear the conversations when we sat around and did Nine Box or talked about succession and those phrases being said, oh, you know what? She has three children. I'm not sure she'll have the bandwidth to do this. Or, you know what? I don't think she can travel, so I would not consider her for that role. We would never say that about a father. And those are the kinds of thinkings that need to change. I worked in one industry, and I won't name the industry, but you would never have put pictures of your family in your office or cube. And you never spoke about your family because that was career limiting. And so you just kept all that quiet, and no one asked either. That to me was fascinating, because once it became known, then I think decisions did get made differently. Or the minute a woman needed to go out on maternity leave, all of a sudden she was defined to that, you know, phrase, the motherhood penalty. We really have to change the way we are thinking about this.
So how do we change the thinking? We'll get back to Mary Beth in just a minute, but first I want to let you know you can find more information about the Modern Family Index, as well as some additional resources on our site at brighthorizons.com/MFIPod. Before we get back to Mary Beth, I want you to listen to our working mothers talk about their confidence. Clearly, the doubts they face from coworkers are not affecting them. In fact, it sounds like they're more confident because they're moms, but it does take strategy.
I very rarely question myself at work, and I very rarely question myself at home.
I do feel like I can come in, be an expert, and take a lot of responsibility and be confident.
I like to see the small wins.
I ended up being like one of the top salespeople, and I think a lot of that was the over-motivation to overachieve because I was pregnant.
we just have to stop being hard on ourselves.
So where do we go from here? Here we continue our conversation with Mary Beth as she sheds light on what Bright Horizons is doing.
As an employer, we are always thinking about how can we help every employee, men and women, balance all of those other daily activities, such as taking care of their parents. We have generations today who have elder care to worry about. Taking care of children, backup care. How do we help employees balance those days when the schools are closed? Who is taking care of the children? And I think as an employer, we are also now looking at things like helping our employees financially. How do we help with the financial stress that employees are under, especially employees who come to work with huge student loans? You know, the data has shown that working with that kind of mental financial stress does not allow you to really provide to your employer what you'd like to be able to. Physical well-being. You know, in our engagement studies today, we not just look at engagement at work, but also engagement from your physical well-being, your emotional well-being, and your financial well-being. And that's what I believe employers are really going to have to focus on to help every employee come to work with less of a burden.
It's such an interesting thing, too, because it's not just for today's parents. It's true that it's affecting mothers today, but women and men, in fact, who are thinking about parents, we want them to see environments where they can actually be successful in both.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hope today, you know, when we say dual working parents, that both parents are taking on a large amount of the responsibility. Although the study last year did show the mental load was still more on the woman, but we have to help both. We have to help manage the work-life integration because home and work need to work better together. We don't even say work-life balance anymore because it's not a balance. It's how do you make it all come together and work together? And I think employers have to really open up their eyes. I think they are losing out on incredible talent and great employees by being limiting or by defining people by things other than skill sets and potential.
There's a woman that we did an interview with some time back called it benevolent discrimination, meaning they weren't saying you can't do this. They were saying, you probably aren't going to want to. We want to save you from that.
Right. It's an unconscious bias. We don't even realize we're doing it, but we just believe, oh, yeah, she's not going to be able to take that responsibility. Or we make decisions for someone without maybe knowing the true facts. I do have to say, at Bright Horizons, I do think that is different. When I was interviewing for an article we did with USA Today, just as we started, one of the people on our team got a text, and she immediately said, excuse me, I need to take this text. It's my daughter. She's walking home from school for one of the first times, and I need to make sure my husband's at home. And we stopped the meeting. And, you know, she took the text, answered the text, and then came back. And guess what? She came back ready to focus. Had she not been able to answer that text, she would have sat for the next 30 minutes wondering, was her daughter okay, or sneaking under the table and doing the text. But instead, we all said, absolutely, you need to answer that. She answered, responded, got the assurance she needed, and off we went. There's a lot of environments that would never let you do that. Or to do that, you would be looked down upon that you picked up your phone. And look, we get it. You can't sit through a whole meeting, but those moments are important. But I will tell you, it is different here. Now, maybe that's because we are 96% female, but it is different here from any other company I've ever worked for. And look, part of that is our service. Part of that is what we help other employers do is take care of their employees. But there is more of an acceptance here than anywhere I've ever worked, which is pretty cool. Right. There are other places where, boy, it is a career limiter.
It's really true. I mean, you know, I came up of age on Madison Avenue in the 80s where, you know, you didn't do things like call in sick or, you know.
Right.
There was no sick enough. You were right. Going to come in no matter what. And it's actually took me quite a long time.
Oh, sure.
To recognize this as authentic.
Right. And you're not going to be judged.
We have this data showing that twice as many women are afraid to tell their bosses that they're pregnant from just a couple of years ago. What are we to make of that and what do we do about it?
So leadership, it needs to be top down. It needs to be demonstrated by the leaders. It needs to be supported and encouraged by leaders. And I believe that leaders need to actively talk about it. We need to say that that's okay. And we need to share examples and we need to let it be okay. Like when that text came, I need to be the one to say, please take that and support that and sincerely be concerned. But it has to be top down. Otherwise, it won't happen. And when I think about women being afraid to tell their managers, managers have to be open to hearing that and need to make sure that they embrace instead of going, how am I going to fill this position? How long do you think you'll need to be out with this pregnancy? I think instead they need to be, this is wonderful, and encourage it and embrace it and be part of it and then figure out all of the other implications from there, but really encourage and everybody to feel comfortable about that.
Is there anything that women can do to advocate for themselves, you think?
You know, it's interesting. So I asked somebody who is in my group, who has two children, the day she started, a week later she found out she was pregnant. And so she remembers telling her boss at that point, who was very encouraging. I said, well, was it ever a problem? And she said, you know, Marie Beth, what I needed to make sure was that I made it work as well. That I knew I was going to need time, and I knew I was then a single mother of two. I knew I was going to need to manage and make all of this work and integrate all of this, she said, but I had to give too. I couldn't expect it all to come from the employer. And that really resonated with me because it is a two-way street. The employee has to make it work as well. The employer can give so much, but they have to help make it work and also carry that forward then. Pay that forward with their employees and helping other female employees who are working moms, especially young, early entry career women who are trying to balance it all. It takes a village and we all need to really help with that. But they need to help themselves as well. Everyone has to manage their own career today. So don't let this be a block. Let this be part of the whole experience and help to make it work.
Moms agree. Supporting working mothers really does take a village. Employers and employees. What's the payoff? More success for all of us.
You're used to spending all this time with the baby and all of a sudden you're back to work full time and that's a really hard transition. So if the company can be understanding of that transition period and help out.
I really think a lot of it has to do with leadership style, managerial style.
Don't micromanage, trust your employees.
I think the only way to break down those fears is having moms and parents just in general be able to rise up in the ranks.
I think if moms know other moms in the workplace, that's probably one of the most powerful things that they can have because that's an ally, that's someone that you can share your experiences with.
I've been so surrounded by so many that seem to have that balance. So it's always given me the confidence, I think, that I would be able to find it.
Most people that are parents and that are professionals really care about their work. I come to work, yes, I mean, I need it financially, but it's mostly because I really like what I do.
Want to learn more about our Modern Family Index and the motherhood penalty? Check out our website at brighthorizons.com/MFIpod. If you like what you heard today, get more of our podcast by subscribing. While you're downloading, let us know what you thought or give us a share. Thanks to everyone for being here. We look forward to seeing you next time as we help make the work-life equation add up.